I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. As of the first week of June 1787, things had gone rather smoothly as delegates to the Constitutional Convention met inside the Pennsylvania State House. According to Benjamin Franklin,
"Our debates were carried on with great coolness and temper."
There was by June 5th general agreement as to James Wilson's outline for the presidency. But the great coolness and temper prevailed only because the delegates had early on tabled the most contentious issue. That issue couldn't stay tabled. As the June temperature began to rise outside the Pennsylvania State House, the temperature inside began to rise as well. The hot topic was representation. Under the Articles of Confederation, states were represented equally in Congress, regardless of population or wealth. That arrangement, for the most part, was quite suitable to delegates from the small states, but the impetus behind a convention in the first place was to enable the nation to pay its bills. And since the larger, wealthier states would of necessity carry the larger burden in that regard, proportional representation, rather than equal, seemed to those delegations only reasonable. For the next 6 weeks, as sweltering summer heat descended upon Philadelphia, sweltering debate would descend upon the delegates. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.